Interview with João Ribeiro, Managing Director at Televisão Independente de Mozambique, conducted by Christian van der Zee in Basel on 11th September 2015. João Ribeiro is a Mozambican film documentarist, editor, director and writer who was trained at the Escuela Internacional de Cine y Televisión in Cuba. He has been working on TV and cinema productions together with international film directors and also with his own productions. His work includes short and long feature films and documentaries, primarily on issues of Mozambican life and society in the post-colonial time. João Ribeiro, it is a pleasure to have you here in Basel for the first time in our institute, not for you the first time in Basel. But you have come here for the screening of a recent long feature film, The Last Flight of the Flamingo, that ran yesterday in the BAB movie cycle Mozambique in Motion. Tell us something about the origin and the making of this film.
Okay, this movie has been something which moved me by reading a book from Miyakoto. Okay, Miyakoto is a very well-known Mozambican writer. He got a lot of books publicized, and it has a lot of these books translated in different and a variety of languages all over the world. And I liked his books, his stories, since the beginning. When I was studying in Cuba, I developed a project, and the intention of doing 5 short films based on his own stories, on Miyakoto stories. The idea was making a different type of movies, exploring different styles, stories on a level of more psychological, where everything happens inside the minds of the characters. Another one with more action, more thriller style, urban, different kind of abordage, to training myself and experiment a bit the different levels of film directing. So I start by developing that concept, and I start with a story called Fogata. Fogata is a short story from one of the first Miyakoto book, Chronicando, which is a small story, 1 page, 2 pages, and I develop it and I produce it as a short. After that I did more 2 shorts on that way. So I did The Gaze of the Stars, which is based on another little story from me, and later on I did the Tatana. On this midterm, I read this book, which has been left, has been come out after the war, after the peace agreements, and once we started the process of new governance guidance. I mean, from a unique party in Mozambique to multi-partyism, all these implementations were started already and things were changed a bit. So I read that book on a trip. I came from Mozambique to Europe. I read the book in the trip, during the plane, and when I arrived the destination I had read the book and I was in love with the book. And I stayed cool near and says to me, I would like to make this movie, this story on a movie. So he says, okay, no problem, you must speak with the editor in Portugal, which is Caminho. And I straight gone next day to them, and we had a chat. We have 2-3 different meetings along the week. And when I left Portugal, already 10 days after or whatever, I had the rights, and I had already started developing the idea, involving a producer, etc. Well, from that moment till the film come out to the public, it passed 10 years. Okay, so it was a difficult project because it's a multi-country one. It's a co-production between 6 countries. It was a process of involving these people because from the beginning we knew that kind of story must be some budget attached. When I said budget, it's not a small budget. It cost us 1,200,000 francs, euros, to do it. And to manage to get that money, we had to apply for different funds. So the process was tough, first of all, the adaptation, we get money for developing the project on a contest, on a Portuguese contest. We get some money, we develop the script, and from there we went to different funds, fundraising for it. So that took time, not only for looking the money and to apply, etc., but also because putting together six producers in different countries working for the same project is not easy. So everybody got their own projects, doing their own stuff, and pushing from Mozambique this kind of project in Portugal, which was my main point of starting, was tough. Was it really a task to do that, and during 3, 4, 5 years involving people and getting the projects, only signing contracts with this everybody and get the contracts signed, approved and signed by them, it was a bit messy. So that took time, and the experience was gone. So we had easily money from one sponsor, but from the other one it took more time. To get this, you need to have that contact. To get this contact, you need to have that money. So it was a process, like every filmmaker, African filmmaker, must pass through. And finally, we managed to get the money, and we managed to start the production in 2009. So the film was ready in 2010 and released. It was a very good experience for me. And we had the chance, the luck, of release the movie in Cannes, in the festival there, mm-hmm. in 2010. Mm-hmm. Of course, it wasn't on a selection process. It wasn't on a competition. But in Cannes, they have a lot of different screenings, okay, mostras, mm-hmm. and it was one specific organized by the French government, and the Pavilion du Monde. It was the section, and in there the movie was screened, and I has been invited, and we has done all this, luxurious experience of being Cannes as a star, and gone there as a guest, being. With a movie, screening the movie on the market, screening the movie on that pavilion. At the same time, we had meetings with the president of the festival and a lot of producers. So it was a big opening for me, mm-hmm. being in that environment with the movie, which is my first feature. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on competition; it was on this parallel program, but it was a big opportunity to meet all that stars and to meet all these big people on the movie industry. For me, as a young director, and it was really a good opportunity. So it was a really very good experience during the movie.
Yes, very good. You said it was in Cannes, and it was also in Locarno, I think, or was it a different film in Locarno?
No, in Locarno I went to develop another project. It was a section there called Open Doors.
Yes.
And but the movie has done its career, has been in all over the world, in different kind of festivals.
Yes, and I saw, that's what I wanted to ask actually, that you won several prizes with this movie. Among others, what I found, it was awarded the best feature film at the Festival Internacional de Cinema de Luanda in 2010.
Yes.
And also it won the jury prize at the Festival Internacional de Cinema de Cabo Verde, mm-hmm. in 2012. Would you say this is your greatest success of your own productions?
Yes, because it was a big movie for me. It was a big production. Particularly, individually, from my own work, mm-hmm. yes, I've been involved in other kind of movies, much bigger than this, but not my own production. Mm-hmm. So, yes, by my own, this is the biggest production I have mm-hmm. been involved until now.
And at the end of this long story that you outlined before, came on this film, The Last Flight of the Flamingo, there's a, let's say, a weird crime story, a mystical love story with hexes and magicians. And there's Sulpicio, who smiles and he is not beguiled actually by anything. Is he literally the wise guy? And is this component, these traditional beliefs and powers, is this as essential to Mozambique society, Mozambican society, as it appears in the film?
Yes, Mozambican society is a multifaceted society. Okay, we have people from different levels. You got the people very urbanized, very modern, very rich, and which get access to internet, modernity, all these with all these good things and bad things attached to the process. And you also have a society which is very basic, which lives from the basics, lives on inside the country with no power, with no with no money, and they live with what they can get from the nature. So this is the society is very big and diverse. The question is, even if you are in urban society, if you are related to your modernity, wherever, if you are African native and if you had African education and you have always been living in Africa, you have certain beliefs, yes, like a religion, like it's part of you. And yes, a big number of people still believing on things, and they act according to that beliefs. So having this kind of counseling, a wise man, witch doctor, healers, this is part of the daily life. People, even in cities, they leave the town and they go to consult a witch doctor because they have something which they don't believe it's only a sickness or it's only happening by chance. They believe it's something bad done by somebody. So it's a lot of that into the society, and for the good or for the bad, that is also used by the politicians and by the some people with power to influence others, okay, and to abuse of these beliefs and these things to create a certain aura of power. And yes, it's true, it's still there. Yeah, that's how was live.
How was the film received in Mozambique when it was shown there?
Well, you know, Mozambique, it doesn't have this same kind of structure you have in Europe for screening the movies, and so the movie has been screening in the theater for 2 weeks with a very good reception of the public. People has gone there, paid tickets, and went there. It was room with 30% of places, sometimes 70, sometimes full up. It was good for me because it was only one of the first Mozambican movies to be screened in that conditions and with public paying and staying so much time on the screening. It was only one room in Maputo, but also has been broadcast by television and in different screenings by universities, cultural centers, private exhibitions or whatever. And always when we screening, still today, after 5 years, people went to see, go to see it. I mean, they go to see any Mozambican movie, more here, more there, but they go to see. On this particular, I'm lucky because everybody goes and stays, room is full. When it's free, it's full of people, and for the school or for the on the cultural centers, for open public, it's have been well received. So people enjoy it and they like the criticism, they understand the story. Yeah, I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm. And how's the reaction? People go and watch the movie, and do they just like it? And how is the position of, let's say, Mozambican officials towards this movie? Because there's also some criticism in it.
Yes. Well, how I say, Mozambique is in the moment it's used to, people is every day confronted with the criticism, okay, which is good because people speaks and writes. Maybe you have some consequences one day later, but still people are very open, and the system is getting every day criticism through different media and private opinions, and so the criticism is something which we cultivate, and it's good. The reaction, officially, I don't have any reaction, of course, but on the openings and when it's something more official done with to opening or with a speech or something like that, I always use that occasion to call attention for these problems and to elevate the criticism, to, amplify it a bit more. Yes, they I don't know, it's good or bad, but sometimes they don't react at all, you see, so the things, like, they act like they are not seeing the criticism on it. They laugh, they say, oh, it's a good movie, and so they don't go further on the discussion. By the contrary, people, yes, people could see things there, and they sometimes they question about this or that. And yes, it's the criticism is in there. It's perfect, clear. The message is original on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of the stories from here, they are the criticism exists. And yes, we have the chance always to discuss a bit more the country and to go through the problems. The corruption mm-hmm. is a big problem still today. A big problem. The peace is a big problem today. Okay, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, people laugh. You said, well, it is also a funny movie. It is a serious issue, plenty of different levels in it, mystical elements, philosophical essentials, but it is also done in a funny way. So, yeah. Let me come to another point of your work. You told me once that you have not only produced films, but are also an eager collector of visual material, historical visual material. Would you say you are a visual archivist?
Yeah, I think so. I got this need of, you know, having that recorded, I mean, in images, because we always go now today with the iPhone or whatever, and always taking pictures about what is happening. And yes, I like to see things and I like to collect that things. If possible, of course, we can't have everything around and keep collecting things, but at least visually, as you say, yes, I love to do it, and I think that is part of my background, seeing movies, seeing what is happening around and trying to learn a bit from this. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's important to have these references, even if you don't compile it scientifically or if you don't analyze it mm-hmm. in a psychological or on a social way. You have this experience on you, and that you use it later, even without an automotion or whatever. You use it, you know, it's very important,
mm-hmm.
I think.
And for the historic material, is there a professional national archive in Mozambique?
Yes, it is a national archive in Mozambique. Unfortunately, this is an archive where things are not very professionally carried. You know, things are there. They tried their best, but there's no means, no ways to do it better. So a lot of that things exists. Some material is there, but the availability for the public is very, very weak. So you can't have access to it easily. You know, you don't have tools for research. You don't have tools for. You got a bibliothèque. You got some. It's there, but you know, the way is done, and the access to it is not easy, and it's not properly done. So it's a big luck on that to keep the history alive. You know, if you are looking for some references, if you need to look for a uniform from the past or a flag or some visual reference, it's a big problem. If you don't go to the internet to find wherever, which is good, but it's not compiled by the state or not compiled by the authorities, the local authorities, it's all over the world.
Mm.
So it's a lack of it in Mozambique, yes.